2016-2017 budget debate begins in the House of Representatives. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The 2016-2017 budget debate got underway in the House of Representatives on Thursday, May 12. Finance Minister Audley Shaw, in opening the debate, told parliamentarians that the government intends to finance a $579.9 billion budget through a mix of revenue, grants, loan resources and inflows from the Petro-Carib Development Fund. Revenue and grant inflows for the year are estimated at $486.6 billion. Loan inflows expected from both domestic and external sources are projected at $89.4 billion, with $41.9 billion to be raised in the domestic market and $47.5 billion to come from external sources.
The government plans to issue treasury bills valued at $14 billion and other market instruments valued at $27.9 billion in the domestic market. External flows are expected from the multilateral institutions in the form of investment loans and budget support loans. Investment loan flows are also expected from the People's Republic of China.
Minister Shaw says total investment loans are projected at $17.6 billion, while $29.9 billion will come from budget support loans. For this fiscal year, the consolidated gross expenditure of the public sector is programmed at $1 trillion. Of this sum, $609.2 billion will be spent by central governments, ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, with $580 billion of this to be financed from the Consolidated Fund and another $29.2 billion through appropriations in aid generated from grants, user fees and other miscellaneous revenues. $415.7 billion will be spent by the self-financed public bodies. Turning to public bodies' infrastructure projects, Minister Shaw says the National Housing Trust, the NHT, is expected to spend $23.6 billion on housing and other capital expenditure this year. He says the trust will pursue the development of a mix of houses and residential lots in 42 developments across 11 parishes and is projecting to write mortgages totaling approximately $16 billion. Some 9,000 housing solutions will be completed this year under the NHT's medium-term housing program. Meanwhile, the National Water Commission, the NWC, is to spend $8.7 billion this fiscal year to improve the supply of potable water and rehabilitate sewage treatment facilities across the island. $3.2 billion will go towards the continued upgrading of the Kingston Metropolitan Area water supply.
$702 million funding under the Caribbean Regional Wastewater Management Program for the rehabilitation of 44 wastewater sewage treatment facilities, $952 million for K-Factor water supply and sewage facilities island-wide.
The K-Factor program allows the NWC to use a predetermined percentage of customers' bills to implement non-revenue water reduction, sewerage, and other specifically approved operational efficiency projects. The government has raised the personal income tax threshold to $1.5 million. This will be done in two phases, starting July 1, 2016. Minister Shaw says, effective July 1, the personal income tax threshold will move to $1 million. This will provide relief to some 251,000 PAYE workers.
This is 113,000 more persons who will benefit from this new threshold, plus some self-employed persons that will also benefit from the new threshold.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. The second phase will take effect April 1, 2017 and will move the threshold to $1.5 million. And as the 2016-17 budget debate continues in the House of Representatives, opposition spokesperson on finance, Dr. Peter Phillips, made his contribution on Tuesday, May 17. Leader of the opposition, Portia Simpson-Miller, will make her contribution on May 19. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness will make his presentation on May 24. The debate is scheduled to be closed by Finance Minister Audley Shaw on May 25. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next week for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.